Hello. Okay. So, that is Eminem featuring Rihanna. Love the Way You Lie. But now onto the better part of your day. Me. So, hello everybody. This is DJLC and you're listening to Tinsel Talk, only at radio.dominican.edu. So, I hope everybody is having a fine week, leading into maybe even a better weekend. Who knows? Weekends are always good. So, what is on tap for today? Of course, I will be talking about things that I watch on TV. Again, it's a sad, very sad, not so many things anymore. As always, celebrity gossip, because that is what I'm best at. There'll be some music, and there will be some movies that I'll be talking about. And I'm going to start the show off by playing a song, and it is going to be a Taylor Swift song. There actually might be a few Taylor Swift songs throughout tonight's show, because her new CD is really good. So this is Taylor Swift, and that one's a little bit long. Okay, well, I will play Red by Taylor Swift, and I'm going to unmute the right one this time. So this is Red by Taylor Swift right now. Here we go. Ready for it? Oh, I'm not. Now I am. Enjoy.
Loving him is like driving a new Maserati down a dead end street. Faster than the wind, passionate as sin, ending so suddenly. Loving him is like trying to change your mind once you're already flying through the free fall. Like the colors in autumn so bright, just before they lose it all.
Losing him was blue like I never known. Missing him was dark gray all alone. Forgetting him was like trying to know
tree.
Super enjoyable, right? It's a good song. I like Taylor Swift's new album. So Taylor Swift might be living her life in red, but mine is all orange. That's a reference to the Giants, if you didn't catch that. But I'm pretty sure you did. Talk about them later. If someone will ever text you back about the score, I'm pretty sure it's 0-0 still. Okay. So, on to what I watch on TV, which is, like always, just X Factor and the Giants. Sadly, I don't watch much TV anymore. But on X Factor, because last week they canceled it because of the Giants games, they came back. And on Tuesday, they had like a 2-hour episode. And it shows who moved on to the final 24, 12. There's four from each group, and there's four. It's final 16. Can't do math. Anyways, final 16, they'll move on to the live shows. So in Demi Lovato's group, which is the young adults, CeCe Frey, Paige Thomas, Janelle Garcia, and Will Jones moved on. And Simon's group, which is the actual groups, Emblem 3, Lyric 145, that's a stupid group name, and the, oh, this is an even dumber group name, the Lilas, I think. They're not that, they didn't even sing as a group, they just sang like individually, but they are a group. It wasn't very good. And Sister C moved on, which is this group of three sisters, and they're just outrageously annoying, and I can't stand them. Their voices make me want to like jump out a window. Besides the point. L.A. Reid's group were the over 25s, and he has Vino Allen, David Corey, Jason Brock, and Tate Stevens. Tate Stevens is pretty good. He's a country singer, but I'm not a big fan of any of these people in that group. And then Brittany has the teenagers, and she moved on Erin Ray, Beatrice Miller, which I feel like she already has a hard time with the name Beatrice. So, anyways, Beatrice Miller, Carly Rose, Son and Claire, which is, she's like the greatest thing out there, and Diamond White. So they will be on live shows, if they get to live shows, that is, which I'll talk about later. So, but over on the X Factor in the UK, that group Union J that I follow is still on the show, and they are on they performed for 3 weeks now in the live show, so upcoming fourth week. And for the live show on the third week, they performed Love Takes Over by Kelly Rowland. And I probably mentioned this before, how much one of the guys named George Shelley in that band looks a lot like Harry Styles. I actually blogged about it on my show's blog, which I should bring up and tell you the URL, but I might do that at the end if I can remember. I think I'll be able to remember, though. Okay. And then on Monday, a new season of Teen Mom 2 comes on. And this is Teen Mom season 1 was like the original cast of, can you call them a cast, really? I guess they're a cast of the original season of 16 Pregnant. So there was like the first girls on 16 Pregnant. They were Teen Mom 1. And that show ended. There's no more Teen Mom 1. Then Teen Mom 2 came along. I think it's the second season. I'm guessing it's the second season. Second or third season of 16 Pregnant. They're Teen Mom 2. And it's not as good of a season, I don't think. I don't like any of the girls as much. They're not relatable. I mean, none of them are really relatable unless you've had a kid when you're a teenager. But there's one girl named Janelle. And she's just a crazy mess. So she's always fun to watch. She's all like, she makes you kind of want the other girl's life to kind of spiral downwards just for it to be more entertaining. That's mean to say, but it's true. And I guess she's going to be in jail this season. That's just a testament to how much of a mess she is. Because she cannot give up pot. There was a scene that I remember very clearly from last season where her and her boyfriend, they got caught with possession of pot, I think, or some type of drugs. She's pretty sure it's pot. And she has to go to jail for a certain amount of time and do like 2 years probation, I think. And he gets off with no probation and he just has to pay a fine, I think. Anyways, it's far less than she has to. And when she finds that out, she's in the car screaming at him about how he doesn't know how lucky he is because he could go up and smoke right now if he wanted to. She was so angry that he could smoke and she could not. For a whole year, she could not stop smoking. But so that's just, I always thought that was funny. It always made me laugh because she was just screaming at him in the car. She just, you could go home and smoke right now. And she was just really distraught about that. Overly distraught, in fact. So I'm excited to see what I'm sure she went to jail for probably breaking her probation and probably smoking pot again. But I'm excited to see her life get messed up some more. Although I feel bad for her son. Clearly. That's just sad. Glee, still on hiatus. I'm still waiting. One more week. One more very slow week until Glee comes back on. Feels like it's been off forever. This feels like longer than the summer hiatus, which was 4 months. I counted. And I don't think I have any spoilers. Well, I kind of have spoilers, but they're not really that good. Because I haven't really been paying... Well, no, they haven't really been any spoilers out. But the Warblers are coming back. That's like the main competition for their acapella... No, they're not acapella. The Warblers are acapella. But the main people on Glee are just in a choir, I guess. So that's their main competition, though, the Warblers. And there's going to be like a new head Warbler, and he's supposed to be the evil guy. I don't know. He's supposed to be like the villain of the season, I guess. But the villain of last season, Sebastian, he's also coming back. So maybe they'll have two villains. I don't know. Or maybe Sebastian won't be as bad as he was last time. Who knows? But he's coming back. And Kurt will not be in episode 5. I don't know why I know that. Or why he's not. But I know that. And I've slacked on my job. I don't have any other spoilers. Bum, bum, bum. I'm so lame this week. Lame all the time, but lamer this week. So my brother's listening. He's thinking I'm always lame. But I'm just lamer this week than I usually am. Although I'd say he's pretty lame too, since since his daughter stuck chapstick up his nose while he was sleeping. Can't tell me anything. I'll say it on the radio. He actually blamed me for that. So I'll take credit for that. That's funny. And if I did not talk about the Giants, my roommate would probably smother me in my sleep. So here's where I'm talking about the Giants, even though she's not texting me back about the score. Oh, okay, never mind, she did. It's still 0-0. And I don't know what inning. You should text me the inning, roommate. The score when I left was obviously 0-0. And they won yesterday, so they are a game ahead in the series. Best of 7. Am I right? Yeah, I'm right. But they came back from an amazing deficit in the Cardinals series, winning 3 in a row. How do you do that? Like, it was like rare that they did the first time against the Reds, and then they're going to come back and do it again. Trolls. That entire team is full of trolls. And Madison Bumgarner is pitching tonight. And they announced it as Mad Bum is pitching tonight, because that's his nickname. Madison Bumgarner. Haha, clever Mad Bum. Let's just shorten it. Super original. Nice nickname, too. Like, your butt sounds like it's angry. And you can take that however you want to take it. I take it in, like, a his stomach hurts kind of way, and that makes his butt angry. I'm just going to stop talking about that subject now, because it just leads to more worse things. So, that game's going on. Oh, it's the top of the 7th. Thanks, roommate. And I was supposed to talk about the Giants for 10 minutes, but I really don't have anything else to talk about. And I'm going to get punched probably for that. Although I can tell you that if you switch the first letter and of the first name and the first letter of the last name, if you swap those, you come up with even better player names, like Puster Bosey and Lem Tinsicum. That's my favorite. That's my favorite one. I came up with that. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise, because I did come up with that. Don't let my roommate tell you otherwise. She might have had the idea to switch those two, but I'm the one that said it first. Anyways, that's what I did last night when I watched the game. I tried to switch all their names. And I tried to keep my roommate from jumping out the window because she wanted to jump out the window onto this tree and then try to swing to the next tree. She was so excited. Anyways. And, okay. So I just stretched that out longer than I... Well, longer. I still have, like, maybe 6 minutes I could talk about then. That makes it 10. But I'm not going to because I have nothing else to say. So on to my celebrity news. Starting out with Justin Bieber. He was the first person on YouTube to have 3 billion viewers in 1 year. That is a lot of people watching videos. And I might have contributed to that 3 billion. I can't remember. No, I definitely did. I definitely have contributed to that 3 billion. I feel special. Him and, okay, well, this is rumors that my roommate told me. I don't even know where she got this from. But there are rumors that him and Selena are on the fritz, on the rocks. I don't know the expression. I don't know the correct expression. But they might break up. They're having problems. Or the thing is that they fight a lot or they break up a lot because she is jealous. Although I don't know what she'd have to be jealous of. There's nothing to be jealous of there. And Oprah was talking to Justin Bieber. And she compared him to Michael Jackson, saying that this was like the biggest interview she'd done since Michael Jackson. So she's comparing him in that way, not his talent. So everyone get your panties out of a bunch. Not saying he's as talented, just saying he's as big, popular, known as Michael Jackson. And that's from Oprah, so I guess that's pretty nifty. I don't watch Oprah, but I might watch that interview. Maybe, if I find it online and I have nothing else to do. But in the interview, he talked about how he doesn't make Selena exit out different exits than him. That if they're going to exit someplace, they exit together. Which I don't see why people would make... I don't see why he'd make that a point. I would assume most people exit out the same exit as the person they're going out with. And that they don't take separate cars. Like, if they're trying to get away, they're getting away together. That's my air quotes that you can't see. But I don't see... I felt like that was pretty... I felt like that should be something that was understood. That wasn't... Shouldn't have to be explained. But I guess it has to be explained. Okay, hold on. I have to have background music for this one. Because my next topic is a whole to-do. Background music, cue it. This is Taylor Swift background music. Because I'm talking about Taylor Swift. Okay, it all starts in April. That's the time that me and my roommate tracked it down to. It's April. There are rumors that she was going out with Harry Styles from One Direction. In April. That's before she met her boyfriend Connor Kennedy. And then, while she was going out with Connor, there was rumors that she had had a date with... Well, they said that she had a planned date with a member from One Direction. But we're assuming it's Harry. And that she stood him up, because she's going out with Connor, obviously. So, obviously she can't go see Harry if she's going out with Connor. That's cheating, technically. But, now... Her and Connor have broken up. There's reports that they are no more. Which is kind of awkward because she lives next door to him. Literally, like, either across the... I'm pretty sure it's next door. She bought a house right next door to him. So I'm assuming that she's going to sell that house. I would think so. But her and Connor are no more. So now her and Harry can be together again. But, okay, digress, because I kind of digressed in the first place with the house thing. This song's in the background because it's on her CD. And obviously everyone knows one of all her songs are about somebody. And so we think this song, it's called Come... Oh gosh, I forgot the name of the song. Come Back, Be Here is about Harry. And so I'm going to like turn it up a little bit and stop talking so you can listen to some of it. Okay, that was the song. And, okay, the second half, I guess, the only thing that you could say that backs up my theory is that it says from London. But I'm gonna try to find this part of the song. This part. Second day. Doesn't really know him. Stumble through the long goodbye. One last kiss and catch your fly. It's going someplace. Right when I was just about to fall. Oh, but she likes him. I told myself don't get attached, but in my mind I play it back. Couldn't help it. The plane took him someplace, probably to London where he lives. If that doesn't convince you, I don't know what does. Because that is a well thought out theory that me and my roommate spent probably a half hour on. And most of our theories are half baked, so a half hour on one theory. We researched the heck out of it. Anyways, I like this background music thing, so I'm going to find more background music for my next topic, which is kind of similarly related to this, as I was kind of talking about one of them here. I will play. Oh. Update from my mom. Giants runners on first and second. No outs. This is a good thing. Anyways, back to my background music. I wanna miss you like this. I know, you like my singing. Anyways, One Direction. Okay, so I somehow always find a way to talk about One Direction. It is a serious problem of mine. Not really, but it's kind of weird that I can find something to talk about them every week. Harry Styles bought a new house. That's two houses. Two very large houses, let me remind you. The first one was like four huge, I don't know, it was like 3,000 square feet, I feel like. and it was like millions of dollars, and this one's like $3 million, and it's a second house, maybe a tad bit smaller, but still big. 4 bedrooms, I think, 3 baths for one person. That's 2 houses for an 18-year-old. It's a lot of room. It's a lot of property. And he might shave his head for charity. He has these like long, luscious locks, better than my hair, and I have good hair. It's like one of the only things I'm proud of, my hair, and he has better hair than I do, so that's saying something. So he might shave that for charity, which will be interesting. Just like when Justin Bieber cut his hair, he lost like thousands of followers. I wonder how many followers he'll lose. And Niall from One Direction has braces, and he's going to get them off in like December, I guess. And that's less than a year of braces. I had braces for 2 years. Like, I feel like his teeth were worse than mine, and he's going to be able to get his braces. Not fair. He's lucky. And he was quoted as saying he cannot wait for the release date of their new CD, which is next month, I think the 13th. I said it last week, but I can't remember. I'm really bad with dates. And the track list includes 13 songs. But if you buy the yearbook edition, which I might if I have money, and if my mom allows me, they have 17 songs. That's 4 other songs that other people won't hear. And then one of the members, Louis Tomlinson, he played in a charity soccer game, and his number for the soccer game was 17. And I did not figure this out. I don't look at stuff this closely. But someone figured out that when Louis tried out auditioned for X Factor, his audition number was 155204. When you add up those numbers, they add up to 17. Aww, coincidence? Maybe. Maybe not. I like to think it's not, because I feel like that'd be really clever if it wasn't a coincidence. Anyways, on to the next part. So I'm going to stop this background music. Pause on my laptop. Miley Cyrus is coming out with a new album, and I'm not as excited as I thought I would be, since I'm actually a fan of her, one of the very few that I know of. I just don't see where she can go from here, besides having a reality show, which I would totally endorse. If she had a reality show, I would love it. I'd endorse it. I'd talk about it on the show a lot if I could. And I just got an update. Bases loaded. No outs. I wonder who's up. If it's the Panda, maybe he'll get another home run and have a grand slam. Since he had 3 in a row last night. Crazy. Doesn't happen often. They even said that at the game. Doesn't happen very often. Rarely, really. Oh, I'm just kind of waiting for text message. Oh, Crawford at bat. Okay. Crawford at bat. Let's see. Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, just Crawford at bat. I thought that was an update saying that they got a home run or something. I guess I'll move on until I get another text message. I'll just keep my phone up here so I can see it. Okay, a friend of Justin Timberlake, because Justin Timberlake is getting married to Jessica. Did I say Jessica Timberlake? I meant Justin. If I said Jessica, I meant Justin. But Justin Timberlake is getting married to Jessica Biel. Oh, there's a double play. Oh, what a bummer. Oh, terrible, actually. Oh, but it's 1-0. That's good, but double play, that stinks. Anyways, Justin Timberlake from NSYNC. Getting married to Jessica Biel from a lot of things, including Seventh Heaven, if you didn't know that. Love that show. They're getting married, and one of Justin Timberlake's friends made a video for their wedding, and it was like kind of leaked, I guess. And in the video, he's like poking fun at homeless people, and he's actually being sued for it now, and he was served a cease and desist letter. I think that's how you say it. I could have totally said it wrong. I feel like I said it wrong. But So they have to stop making the video, or they can't show the video. And but it was said that it was supposed to be a private joke for their wedding. And it's so funny poking fun at homeless people. I'm saying that in all seriousness. It really is fun. No, I'm kidding. It shouldn't be fun. I didn't say it's fun to poke fun at homeless people. That's terrible of me to say. But I don't see why. I mean, I can totally see where celebrities would be like, haha, homeless person. Look, I'm going to drive my Maserati past you. I don't even know if a Maserati is a good car, but I'm going to drive my really good car past you. Look at what I got and you don't. This car costs more than a house. I could have bought you a house and me a house with this money, but instead I spent it on a car. That's what I feel like. Oh, shoot. I am way far behind because Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel got married over the weekend. Huh. So I guess she's Jessica Timberlake. So I could have said Jessica Timberlake in the first place and been totally correct. Anyways, sorry for not knowing that. Even though I looked on online and they didn't say anything about it, besides the homeless thing. But speaking of Justin Timberlake, his, maybe they're friends, I'm not really sure, but his bandmate from NSYNC, Chris Kirkpatrick, was never really relevant, but he got engaged. I don't know if anyone remembers him. At one time he had dreadlocks. That helps. I remember the dreadlocks. That's disgusting. No one can pull off dreadlocks ever. And Lindsay Lohan's publicist quit on her. And I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know what a publicist does, but I'm assuming it has something to, I feel like they'd have some type of say and, I don't know how to put this, something to do with like her image, which I feel like with Lindsay Lohan, maybe her publicist should have been fired. I don't know, but she quit. So she's on her own. Not that Lindsay Lohan all had much trouble, you know, getting her image to where she is now. She's a hot mess still. She's always in the news for one thing or another, which I love about her, actually. Keeps people entertained. Keeps people entertained no matter the price. Really. Still pushing for that reality show of Amanda Bynes and Lindsay Lohan. Come on, E. You've stooped lower. You can do it. And then on X Factor, they might cancel it before the live shows. So before next Thursday, it might not be on there anymore because they don't have enough viewers, wherefore it doesn't have enough money because they're paying their judges a lot of money. And then they'd have to pay their host, which is Khloe Kardashian and Mario Lopez. They'd have to pay them a lot of money. And then the winner of X Factor gets $5 million. So in the end, I feel like they wouldn't have that $5 million to give the winner, and they just have to be like, oh, here's an IOU, which I wouldn't be cool with. But because of that, they might have to cancel the show, so there might be no live shows, which is sad for the contestants because they worked hard and are all excited about being on a live show, and then they're just going to get dropped. Dropped like a sack of potatoes. I think that's a saying. It is a saying now. Anyways, the Jonas Brothers are coming back to the U.S. I didn't know they left the U.S. because I have this, like, really, this problem with thinking that TV shows are filmed now. Like, I'm watching it live. And so, since I watch Married to Jonas and they're in the U.S., I assume that they're in the U.S. So, I had not even no knowledge that they had went outside the U.S. So, they're coming back, I guess. Anyways, if anyone cares, no one really does. I don't even really care, but, you know, something to talk about. Christina, this is actually quoted. I'm going to read the exact headline that I saw that caught my attention. It drew me in, so I guess it was a good headline. It's not a very nice headline to me, but I guess it was a good headline for the fact that it drew me in. It's ex-Tina quotes, wants to play a crackhead, end quote. And then she wants to do more acting. But right when I saw X Tina wants to play a crackhead, I was just like, so she doesn't have to, so she doesn't have to stretch herself, really. I mean, I'm not saying she does crack, but I guess I am saying she does crack. Who knows? I don't. Her and Lindsay Lohan could party up every weekend and I wouldn't know. Unless it's on E! News, which clearly E! News is letting me down. They need to get on that. They should listen to my show and then see what I need and then fill me in on those things. That's what they should talk about. Anyway, so wants to play a crackhead. So she wants to do more acting. She was on Burlesque with Cher. And I think she was on something else. I didn't even see Burlesque. Don't know if it was a good movie or not. Don't know if she's a good actress or not. But the fact that this is what I find a little bit funny. They use X Tina, which is kind of trashy. It's like when she went through her like really slutty, trashy phase, she called herself X Tina. And then they followed up with wants to play a crackhead. So it's like, I feel like they're insinuating that she kind of is already a crackhead. Anyways, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that's a wrong assumption to make about E! News. But I feel like they're not as stupid as they let on. That they put their little digs in, even when you don't notice sometimes. So at the World Series, they have like pretty big names singing the national anthem. Yesterday was Phillip Phillips. I've played his song on here twice now. I keep track of how many times I play the songs, but twice. And he played yesterday. Well, he sang yesterday. And today was Matthew Morrison from Glee, and he plays Schuster on Glee. That's the teacher. And then tomorrow, game three will be Demi Lovato. Game four is Zooey Deschanel, and she's on 500 Days of Summer and the show The New Girl. The New Girl. Game five is Aretha Franklin. So I think that's pretty cool. I actually am not being sarcastic. That sounded kind of sarcastic because it was really flat. But I wasn't because I liked Phillip Phillips. My roommate actually taped it for me, like video recorded it for me because I didn't get to see the very beginning of it. But it was really good. He's a good singer. Only know one of his songs, but I liked his version. And it got me thinking, actually, that since he was in San Francisco, me and my roommate wanted to go meet him somehow. I don't know how, but we'd figure it out. With us two, we'd figure it out. And I'd introduce myself as Laura Loras, because I can. And then I'd sing to him my rendition of his song, Home. And if you don't get to the name thing, it's named because his is Phillip Phillips. I feel like I'd get hit for that one, that joke. If I did that, which I would, it wouldn't take much convincing. And then I'd sing to him. And I'd sing to you guys, but I'm not going to. But I'd sing to him Home, which is his song. And he might take that as, like, me making fun of him, but really, it's out of love, because I love that song. And I feel like that'd be a good way to meet him, is to try to be him, but my version of him. Anyways, I wasn't going to talk about that story, because I didn't put it on here. But then it just kind of led into it, and I felt like Phillip Phillips, and then Home singing it to him. And, like, I just imagine his face, and he's just like, what is this girl doing? Is she on drugs? Should I call the cops? Anyways, it's funny in my mind. Might not be funny in yours. I'd understand if it's not. Okay, there's a show called Breaking Amish about some Amish people, kids, I'm not really sure. But they go to New York, and they are excommunicated from the Amish community, I think. But it's a really popular show. I see a lot of people on Facebook talking about it. So, but there are a bunch of rumors that the show is like a scripted reality, like The Hills was scripted reality. and that these people, their storylines have, like, their stories have already happened, and so these are set storylines, and that they have not been with the Amish community for a very long time, and they've already had kids together and all this stuff. And that's, like, a big thing. Like, TLC is supposed to be, like, the To Learn channel, so it's supposed to show, like, real-life people. It's not MTV. They're supposed to show, like, real-life people, so it's kind of a big thing, I guess. But there's going to be a two-hour reunion special that talks about the rumors and other things. And it's, like, from what I saw, because I watched a little clip of the reunion, and it kind of looked like a reunion from the Real Housewives episodes, but it was like, Real Housewives of Amish country, really. That's what it looked like to me. I actually think that they're pretty good comparison when you, if you watched the clip that I watched, because they were talking about spreading rumors and making fun of other people's teeth. Anyways, because someone, one girl made fun of one girl's teeth because she made fun of her eating, how she eats. It's like a tamer version of the Real Housewives series. Anyways, Kim Kardashian was photographed wearing this huge diamond ring on her pinky. And E! News wanted to clarify that they said it's not an engagement ring. Well, duh, it's on her pinky. But it is huge. Like, the rock was ginormous. She could skate on it. Ice skate. It's huge. And I don't know why anyone wears... I don't know people that wear pinky rings, let alone diamond pinky rings. So I guess that's her thing now, maybe. But they're saying Kanye West bought it for her. In my notes, I called him Kanye East. Just to make myself laugh. Anyways, Kanye East, he bought it for her as they spent her 32nd birthday in Venice. 32. She's getting up there. Not really. Kidding, Mom. You're not old. I just said my mom was old. But, so she spent her 32nd birthday in Venice with Kanye East. And, I guess they're still together. I kind of lost track of them. I assume they wouldn't be together long because he's so into himself and she's so into herself. I didn't feel like they had time for each other. But apparently being really into yourself is also, I don't know, it goes well with someone else that's really into themselves. It's like they help each other be into themselves. Maybe that's what it is. And so Kanye East and Kim K, pretty irrelevant. Well, they're not irrelevant because people talk about them a lot. And I mean, you're talking about them, which makes them relevant. But not a lot of news about them, surprisingly. I feel like there's a lot of news about them before. They're just ridiculous in general. I even stopped watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Maybe partially because it's off season. Maybe because I got tired of them. Maybe a little bit of both. Barbara Walters. What is her name? I feel like I put it down wrong. Barbara Waltrip. That's her name, I think. Pretty sure. I don't know why I'm having such a brain fart about her name, but I am. Barbara Waltrip says, oh, she like called Donald, whoa, brain farts about names, Donald Trump out on TV. She was like talking, da 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 da, just talking, and then she looked at the camera, stopped, and was like, Donald Trump, you're making a fool of yourself. And I guess because Donald Trump made some remark about Obama, I wasn't paying that much attention, because I was typing this up when I was watching the pregame for the show. For the game, I mean. Pregame for the game, obviously. Stupid me. Pregame for the World Series. It's Walters. It's not Waltrip. I totally put it down wrong. Brain fart. Thanks, Mom. Glad she knows. It's Barbara Walters. I knew when I saw it on my page here that it was wrong, but then I second-guessed myself, Barbara Walters. She called him a fool. She's like, well, me and you are friends, Donald Trump, but you are making a fool of yourself. And then she went back to talking normally. And I'm going to play more music right pretty soon. This is Downtown Fiction. I heard this at Six Flags last time I went. And I was like, hey, I know this song. And I was like, where have I heard it from? And then I went back and it took me forever to remember the name and took a long time to search. And I just remembered I haven't tagged the radio station in forever. So you listen to DJLC at radio.dominican.edu. And I'm about to play Downtown Fiction. I Just Wanna Run. Right there. Enjoy. I just wanna run, throw it away, run before the finding me out. I just wanna run. Try to call your house, can't reach you on the phone. I'll gather up the nerve, I'm packing up my bag. It's more than you deserve, don't treat me like a drag. I'm feeling like I keep on talking. I'm repeating myself, my words lost all meaning. I keep talking, I'm repeating myself. I just wanna run. This is DJLC, and you're listening to Tins Talk on radio.dominican.edu, and that was the Downtown Fiction, I Just Wanna Run. And, okay. Yes, I know there's music playing in the background. I like the whole background music thing, so I'm sticking with it. Anyways. On to my music part of the show. All I have is to talk about Taylor Swift's new CD. And I have an update about the game, too. It says, Panda's up to bat. One out. One on first. And the score is 1-0, bottom of the eighth. So, back to the show. Taylor Swift's new CD came out Monday. I said it was Sunday last time, but it was really Monday. It came out Monday at midnight. And the CD is called Red. And if you go to Target, they have a special edition one, and it has 6 extra songs, which one of them is that Come Here, that one I played earlier about Harry Styles. That's what I'm talking about. Anyways, so you should go buy the CD because it's really good. There's like several songs I can't stop listening to because it's really good. A lot of different stuff she's doing. So buy the CD. You're welcome. On the movie front, Iron Man 3 came out with a trailer, and I didn't watch it, but on Tumblr, a lot of people were talking about it, and I've seen GIFs of it, which are moving photos, if you don't know, and the Iron Man suit, like, becomes a life of its own. So it's like, I saw a good quote that kind of describes it, but I forgot what it was actually now. I wish I would have looked at it more clearly. It was something about the possessions that... Ooh, never mind, I don't know it. It's something about possessions and taking you over, basically. But that's what it does. It has, like, in this... There's this one scene where it's like the suit is, like, hovering over Tony Stark. The suit has come to life without him in it. So they're, like, taking over. Oh, kind of creepy. Already kind of done already, too. And then... There is this movie that I want to see, and it's a little kids movie. It's called Fun Size. I'm going to see it this weekend. I just know I am. Anyways, Fun Size has Victoria Justice, I think is her name, from Victorious or whatever that show is. I don't watch. Swear I don't watch it. But she loses her little brother. How responsible of her. And her little brother is like, I think what makes the movie. He's like dressed as... during Halloween, he's dressed as Spider-Man, and he's like committing crimes and stuff, basically. Pretty sure he robs a store, well, helps rob a store, and he's like at this rave, and he's like 8, and he's just like in the middle of this rave, and he has this Spider-Man suit on. This kid looks awesome. So go and see that this weekend sometime. And then I have... I'm still trying to see The First Time with Dylan O'Brien in it. Still. And I will see it. I will either... It's ending in 2 ways. No, it's ending in 1. I'm seeing it. I don't care how long it takes me. I'm seeing that movie. Because some person that I follow on Tumblr, they went and saw the movie twice. And the second time... they took their iPhone and they were videotaping it. So I saw some clips of it and it just looks so good. And that's totally probably me being biased because I like Dylan O'Brien so much. But. Oh, update about the game. They walked Panda. So runner on first is... Yeah, I got the... Thanks, Mom, for telling me that the runner on first gets to go to second now. And Buster Posey is at bat. Buster Posey is at bat. I had to think about that for a second. So I'm still trying to see The First Time, and I will see it, and I saw some clips. It was like 15 minutes long. It was like a set of clips, and then it ended up being 15 minutes long. So I guess I've seen like a third of the movie. No, a quarter of the movie, maybe. I don't know. But I liked it. I liked it a lot. There's some shirtless scenes, and he was very buff and just good looking. Missed what you said. It doesn't matter what I said. It had nothing importance. My mother texts me and she said the dogs are fighting. And let me tell you, they're always fighting. She tries to brush her teeth and they fight for some reason. It is the oddest thing. Not that it has anything to do with what I was talking about, but it just caught my attention and I felt like I should share it with people. So just really weird. Really weird dogs. I don't like them. I would give them up for sale if I could. I would give them up for tickets to see The First Time. Let's just put it that way. Okay? So if anyone has tickets to The First Time and wants some dogs, let me know. I will give you 3 dogs for 1 movie ticket. Yeah. That's how much I dislike those dogs. Or how much I want to see that movie. And I think that I'm going to be wrapping up here. Because Beacon is in the house and he has to set up. So, and his show is next, 8 to 10. Listen, if you can. I think you should. It's a pretty good show. And I am out. Goodbye, everybody. Come back here next Thursday, 7 to 8. To hear me, DGLC, only our radio.dominican.edu. Have a good weekend.